This is Keepsakes, podcast number 104, recorded May 1, 2023 from the Bonifacio Global City. The recording that you are about to hear is enhanced with Adobe Podcasts.
From Bonifacio Global City, Jay Agonoy with Keepsakes, right here at this cool place that they call the BGC Bay. The BGC Bay. Right. This is a quick impromptu podcast that was brought upon by me meeting a good friend of mine. He is a VTuber. He is streaming on Twitch, YouTube, Tamba.
Spaces.
Space, Twitter Spaces. And the last one we did a Twitter Space last Friday when Rifu Evergreen was just there. Kind of was, I understand it as she can aside from AN project, but the information I'm getting, I still need to verify it further, because that's how I understand it. Moving forward, ladies and gentlemen, Leon Bartolome Steele.
Hello everyone, thanks for letting this happen. I know this is impromptu. We're here at Foul Bread right now, and it's
but as you listen to this, we won't be here. this is a good place. We're having just pick up just to end the night, and we did talk about stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes. But moreover, it's Labor Day, May 1.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes, it's a holiday. So I turned off my work mode. I went into leisure mode. So it's May 2. We'll have lots of projects at work personally at all on my end. And most likely, we'll be doing other stuff as well in the sidelines. But today, Labor Day, we are taking a break, and niyaya ako ni Leon to have a lunch. Yes. What became a lunch happened to be a whole maghapon, ano? Buong maghapon tayo.
Chilled.
He turned me to a lot of spots. So this is basically a food episode.
Pretty much actually it is.
All right. Okay. So first stop is we did the samgyup salamat.
Yeah, we did samgyup salamat. The three of us, because I have intern with me.
Yeah, the intern.
We have intern is the best actually, but no, he's just in the corner playing the Switch.
Yeah, he's having fun. Let him cook.
Let him cook. So we were having some jerk, and we were enjoying, I was like, just eat, and here I am. I was like, all you guys are still eating, and I'm just like, guys, I think I want to have a food coma. And then intern was like, he gave me the disgusted look on his face, asking, he's like, who are you and what have you done to me?
The thing about Sam Gusal is, di ba, ali siya, and then, well, just so happens that nung niyayat mo, I haven't eaten lunch yet, and it was 2 in the afternoon. I was ready for it. Definitely ready for it.
I was also ready for it too. Yeah. I didn't eat for more than 11 hours.
You did fasting.
I sort of did fasting because I tell myself not to eat at the nighttime, because if I do, that's gonna destroy my digestive system.
Yeah, true. And also, if you drink too much water, as they say, you'll end up halfway on your sleep. Gigising ka, pero kung nudalo, ihi. So,
yeah, I'm guilty of that.
I'm also guilty of that, and madalas ako umano ngayon.
And binaries this.
Yeah. So moving forward, That was the first stop, and then we had some of it. Thank you for the treat. The next stop that we had is this M Bakery that you were referring to, and we were talking about.
Yes, I have been endorsing this to everyone.
Everyone.
Yes, like anyone who says games to have lunch in BTC, I will bring them to M Bakery. I don't care if I have to spend an extra $150. You guys have to try the banana.
The banana pudding, and I tried the banana pudding. So, banana pudding. That yun ang inakunan ko na pagkain so far, and so far as our trip goes, so that goes into the album cover. The banana pudding that you always recommended. It's a combination of like whipped cream, bread, and then bananas.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more of the heavy cream, because if you look at the state of the pudding, it looks whipped, but it doesn't have stiff or medium peaks. It looks like it's in soft peaks, so it could be just a heavy cream that has been whisked soft peaks.
Yes.
So at least that's what I think. But yeah, the bread, you can tell the consistency of the bread. Bananas also, like they choose good bananas. Yeah, I've said this in so many of my Just Toffee streams. I hate bananas and mangoes, especially mangoes. But I will eat those bananas.
In the banana pudding itself. So, okay, what's, I do not know how to guess the quality of banana based on if it's lakatan or natundan or the, what's that little, the small tiny banana, forgot the name of that.
Well, if you see banana with some minimal black spots, you know, it's fine, you know, those dark marks, it's fine. It just means nabugbog yung sabi.
Uh-huh.
Nabugbog siya either in transport or in, or as it's being sold or being brought home. But if it's like really black, or now you got a question. But
yeah.
But if you'll know that the banana is nice, if you get a fork, and then you just, you try and just run it through it, there's no resistance. There's barely any resistance. So if you get a, and when I say get a fork out, you're not using it on its side to chop it. No, you're using your entire, the fork,
the flat
side of the fork,
uh-huh,
and mash it. So that's how you at least say the consistency of the banana is nice. If it goes through with minimal resistance and it comes out mashed.
Wow.
That's, yeah. But, you know, still real firm, you know, it's like mild firmness, but good mashiness. So if you get a banana and you try to cut it on this with the side of the fork and there's resistance or it goes, give it a few more days.
Matigas pa ang anasagi. That's what happens with the ne. Either lakatan or natundan na hindi pa hinog masyado. Hindi pa siya fully hinog. Okay. So, but yeah, the dessert is sweet.
It is
sweet. So, ang magandang katapat dyan is coffee without sugar. And so we did. So I did not. It was a good combination.
Yours was an Americano.
Yes.
I had a Vietnamese with a little cream. Intern had
hazelnut.
Yeah. But of course, at least the coffee was not too bitter.
Uh-huh.
So it helped balance out because I believe intern said, this sweet. I was like, no, have some coffee before you take the next bite. Yum, yum. I'm waiting for to look at me with a...
Yeah, but it is a good combination. No? Don't get just the bread pudding without taking any coffee. I think it's one of their... ano ba tawag dito? Secrets. It's one of their good combinations.
Yeah, they won't tell you that. Well, just, you have to learn how to understand.
Yeah,
the flavor profiles. Like, when do you want to have a sour drink with a dessert? You know, you can't just or a bitter drink with your dessert.
Mm.
You can't have a sweet drink, sweet dessert.
Yes.
You got to learn how to play with the flavor profiles. Yes. Or else,
too much sweetness, it's equals to a sour aftertaste. Tama?
Okay, like, just gonna be it.
Yeah. Para maumay ka na bigla.
Maumay ka na bigla.
And that was M Bakery. It's at the Juan Bonifacio High Street building. You know, that's the big, the landmark there is. May doon nakap tayo yung 3D LED billboard ng United Neon. So that's the landmark. Once you see that 3D LED billboard, that's a new feature, new billboard na based doon sa mga kagaya ng Japan. And so, I think that's the first billboard of that kind. Lakan lang kayo, pasok lang kayo sa Juan Bonifacio High Street, and then doon kayo sa dulo sa katapat na main museum.
Yes.
You will be seeing M Bakery, New York City. That's the place where you get those banana puddings. How much is that again? Sorry.
I think 155.
155 per cup.
Yeah.
Pero sulit siya. It's a good dessert. Yeah. It's a good dessert. Right. The next stop that we have is right here at Palbred. Basically, we're capping up the whole discussion or the whole day before we go back to our daily lives as normal people with normal lives. This area here has, and we just picked like the side dishes, no? the price, the salted price. Okay, it's Chris Cut. I think is that Chris Cut or Wedge Cut?
It's
Zigzag Cut.
I guess you can say it.
Zigzag Cut.
I forgot what the phrase was called. There's a specific way to call those.
Yeah.
I forget.
We forgot. And you ordered the mozzarella bites.
Yeah.
The mozzarella.
The pots.
The pots.
The popping pots, I think it was called. Intern, sorry, can I ask you to ask for the menu?
And I think that's the menu, right?
Yeah, that's the menu.
But yeah, well, yeah, it's something else because we tried the mozzarella tots here at Fall Bread, and they have an indoor dining area.
Yeah, mozzarella tots, right on the money.
Yeah, mozzarella tots. That okay. May dining area dito sa Fall Bread, in which we recommend you go here, especially at this time, nighttime. Wala masyadong tao. But if it's on a weekend, perhaps.
Mayhaps, yeah, there's more people. But again, it's a holiday now.
It's a holiday now.
There's not much people. It's pretty chill.
It's a long weekend, technically. Presko, I can tell you that. So, yeah. Masyado mainit kanina, no? We were just chilling indoors. It's a hot, hot summer. Saturday was also hot. Saturday, sobrang init umambon sa Kapitolyo, in which we go on and sasegue na ako doon sa segment ko about sa World Plus Resort Philippines, because one of the biggest important events that we cover here at Keepsakes is the World Plus Resort Summit, in which representatives from the Philippines are selected to compete in Nagoya, Japan for the World Plus Resort Summit. It's been a long time since the Philippines have first participated, first as an observer nation and then second as a competing nation. We've almost had it last 2 years ago with Jim Lawson and AC Hernandez doing an Naruto skit and winning the Brother Award for, I believe, that's best costume. So well regarded. They did try to compete, pero ang napili for 2023 and 2024. 2023 is a skit from the anime Hunter x Hunter. Team MD from Davao, Mindanao. And then for 2024, it's Baguio, Team Kogeki, with their skit on Tekken Tan. So it's Yoshimitsu versus Kuma. Leon, Kuma. If you see the video that I'll share with you later on, that's a TikTok shot. How Kuma flips over, the backflip si Kuma eh. Parang, di ba, you're throwing Kuma as Yoshimitsu, you're throwing Kuma, the backflip siya eh. And of course, it's Kigurumi costume ba? Or something like that. I think it has minimal effect kasi may foam yung mataba si Kuma eh. It was good. It was great. I've never seen a World Cosplay Summit qualifier in a long time. Not talaga na excited ako kung sino man nanalo. And that was at Ozin Fest. It was an unexpected last minute change of direction. But moving forward, it was worth it. It was worth the time. We were able to talk to the winners. Yun yung focus namin. The last time I went to a World Cosplay Summit qualifier, I was able to talk to one of the Japanese judges, Rika. The Japanese judge, Rika. One of the top cosplayers in Japan. So, yeah. We learned some more information about Rika na hindi ko na natanong before during her fan meet. So, we followed the whole entourage. If that's what to say. Yeah. So, World Cosplay Summit most likely will have a Philippine broadcast official Philippine broadcast. It's in the works. Waiting up again. Because last time I participated in the official Philippine broadcast, Zoom and Facebook. It's neat. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there's a like media broadcast talaga. Because right now, cosplay and at least cosplay, you can say that in Philippine media is already kind of a thing. You have that. You even have teleseries that have these quote unquote hints of cosplay.
Yes, that's what the mainstream media wants to tell you about cosplay. But if you go beyond that, of course, cosplay community is very diverse, very vibrant.
Very diverse.
Very vibrant in the Philippines. Cebu, the major cities, Cebu, Manila, Davao, and even Baguio. Baguio has all of them have good communities. Mm-hmm. You watch out for the best costumes, the first rare costumes, as I call it, and then the drama of the Philippine Cosplay Committee, which already is blowing up in our eyes. But nevertheless,
you know, I thought the YouTuber community had issue.
Well, I've been to the Cosplay Committee before VTuber issue, so I've been desensitized to some.
You know, this is like, you know, when the last time my cosplay was?
What?
When I was in college.
Wow.
That was 2009.
Nice. 2010 was the time I got introduced to the cosplay community. Maybe kadaw kompalit pala tayo nun. Wow.
You know, I cosplayed as Bob from Tekken.
Tekken, no?
Yeah, but I already had quite a big strain, but I wasn't large enough to have the Bob.
That's powerful. Nowadays, if you will be cosplaying Bob,
I still need to add a little bit more to the frame. I know I have a lot, but you know, because back then I was just fat.
Yeah.
You know, I had an athlete build, but you know, I would cosplay people in my size range. So I would cosplay Bob, Bucha from Air Gear, as long as they're within my size range, in terms of the height and whatnot. Like my most out of character, or at least out of build character that I cosplayed was Tony Stark.
Wow.
And then, well, I chose, it was funny because the Tony Stark I chose was the Iron Man 3 Tony Stark, Hobo Stark. Oh. When he had no access to the Iron Man suit.
Oh.
And he had to use like random
tools.
Tools from the hardware.
Wow.
So my friend and I, he helped me create the gear and whatnot. So we were doing it. So I ended up being Hobo Stark.
Right. So, okay, moving forward, and that's cosplay. And we're looking forward to have that full coverage. With me, the coverage was Red Mendoza of the Manila Times or Anime Pilipinas, wherever he is. He's in both places. He's all over the place. Like, imagine, one of the reporters of the one of the oldest newspapers. I was about to say tabloid, pagpatayin na panirin. It's not a tabloid, it's a broadsheet. One of the biggest, it's one of the oldest broadsheets in Philippines. Was covering a cosplay event, which is a niche. And he's been covering World Cosplay Summit even before he got into the Times. So I'm very happy with him. Okay, moving forward. Also with the World Cosplay Summit, the Philippines qualifiers was OZ Fest. Was a new host ng event. They actually had the wildcard events, Ayala Malls the 30th, which is a rare mall in the side of Pasig. The thing about it is, malapit siya sa headquarters ko. That, and another thing about it is, hindi ko maisip kung paano nila na-fit in yung whole event within the venue, because I understand the mall is small. It's small. It's a small space. But nevertheless, napagkasya nila yung mga cosplayers. Pagkasya nila. There were spaces na they were able to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, yun. That's Ozin Fest. And marami pa ako photos na kailangan ko i-post after this recording sa Facebook page. And magsinipag ako, hopefully, maisulat ko yun sa website. For now, the website, jngorilla.xyz, it's under development. Redevelopments. We redeveloped dahil, I understand na there are just some things na ayokong pitawan dun sa website. Maybe a makeover will do. So, okay. Moving forward, we've already talked about our Twitter space earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, the start of the long weekend happened. The long weekend, we did the long weekend. We started with Rifu Evergreen and Project. We understand this on my part as one of the people behind VTuber News Drop. We understand this as Rifu Evergreen resigned from Aeon Project.
Yeah, based from the wording, because
terminal leave.
We submitted her terminal. We're gonna talk about the operative words here. The first word being submitted, and she's the one that gave it.
Mm.
And then terminal leaves. But you know, so putting two and two together, she resigned.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was also made clear to me when I was following these developments. So, yun nga, it was all of a sudden, two months for Rifu Evergreen.
Yeah.
I think we talked a lot of this on our Twitter space. Yeah, well, we did. Pero long story short, yun nga, It was just unfortunate that one of the fire members of AM Project had to resign. We're still waiting for further information from AM Project if they will be releasing such details to the public, because not as in my perspective, and if I were to talk about like helping the VTubers spread the word, there are certain information na hindi na kailangan in the bus or it's not needed unless it's really warranted. The operative word being warranted, diba? So yun, it's just a matter of doing our best to understand the situation with proper context, because we don't want to be misaligned. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to misinform. So yeah, moving forward to that, another event has happened, and we were supposed to talk about the Visual John Twitter Spaces, but we might as well now. Last week it was Silver Veil and Baby. Mm. Now it's Yanners.
Yanners. So I would understand Silver Veil and Vay. I don't really have much issue with Vay leaving, because it looks like that she signed with a different group as well.
Mythic Talent.
Which is a culmination of different kinds of content creators. It's not just VTubers, right?
It's from the OTK network. Asmongold?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from the OTK network. So
Asmongold. All right.
Yeah, so yun nga, no? Aside from that, I think Vebe signed to Mythic. Is Silver Veil? I need to recall if Silver Veil also signed for to Mythic Talent.
I don't also recall,
so most likely hindi. Iron Mars is signed with the United Talent Agency. It's also signed with Bishojo. So yun, pero this, in this case of Yanners, at least nakapaghanda pa ng statement si Yanners, ano?
Yes.
So she was given a heads up. Then Silver Veil and V was...
That was like, huh?
Huh? Diba?
Diba? Like, the first thing you got was like, you read the statement. Huh?
Yeah. And, you know, that happened on a Friday after... Was it a Friday afternoon? Roughly, last week. It was an afternoon. I was supposed to take lunch. Hindi ako halos na pag-lunch. Because we were checking tabs on the story, because Silver Veil is saying things na, you know, I will not put this on record. Kung ano mo feedback ko kay Silver Veil when she, ano. All I can say is that she, after she streamed about the announcement, it was, they were caught off guard. I believe the same goes with Bay, who was not streaming at that time. So if they were caught off guard, flat-footed, well, Silver Veil has to address her fans, but the video on demand was removed, was taken down. So that's how the public sees the matter. Of course, speculation aside, that's just a matter between about Bishojo. Talent freedom. They can join. They're free not to renew their contracts, and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
Everyone naman has their own free will, especially those who are in groups, be it a quote-unquote talent agency, be it a just like a group made amongst friends, be it a corporation. Each talent is entitled to decide whether they want to continue or not. Ideally, yes, if the talent is happy, they would continue. But if the talent is definitely feeling things that, you know, they feel that either there's no growth, not them saying there's none in the shoujo, come on, let's put the face on the weekend. Okay. But if they feel that they're not happy, they're entitled to leave.
Yes.
And to see where they can be happy and try to grow.
Yes.
Like, for example, in the case of Silver Veil, she said herself she wasn't happy. So there are a few questionable statements that she has said. I will not go deeper into them, and I will not, because the alcohol is actually making me not remember. But other than that, again, the feelings are inflated. Like, yeah, it's understandable. Like, for example, let's see, what's a good example? Okay, believe it or not, Jason herself, diba?
Yeah.
The worst kept secret in the world, I'm sorry, you know, he's like, why she went to Vishoujo? There was unhappiness in her previous,
career. Yeah.
Career there. Sorry. Yeah. No lack of a better word. For her previous career, there was unhappiness. Yeah. Despite the growth that, and not just growth, man, holy crap, she was a pioneer.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a pioneer.
She was a pioneer. You can say that she, okay, even as Kason, she is one of the few that has made Vito being explode.
Yes.
You cannot deny the fact that she is the one that opened the borders. So, and if she was unhappy where she was and unable to help unable to help her grow or make whatever it is that she wanted to grow,
mm-hmm.
grow per se, she's every right to leave.
Yeah.
If something is hindering you and slowing you down,
uh-huh.
do not let it slow you down unless you can break the grasp that, like, you know, unless you can break the shackles that is actually slowing you down where you are right now. Don't be afraid to leave where it is that you are now. This applies to anyone, even in independent, you know, if you feel that you're shackled by what you're doing, like the content you're doing, maybe you need to try something new, see what you're comfortable with, you know.
Okay.
Like, let's say, because there's so many types of content out there. Look, okay, I'm not a pro gamer. I'm not a singer. I can't sing for shoes, but I can talk. You hear me now? I won't shut up. I'm not shutting up. I'm still talking here. So that's where my content revolves around.
Yes.
So if I'm not happy doing the talking, or if there's something slowing me down, it doesn't hurt to try and change. You remove yourself from what is making you unhappy. It doesn't mean you're running away. It just means you're trying to... what's the word? Because you're cutting off the problem.
You're technically solving. You're solving your concerns, your challenges.
Yep.
Especially being an entertainer, it's very hard. It's very hard, anytime, anywhere. And, you know, it's really true that the funniest entertainers have sandbox buildings. I humbly agree, 100%.
You know, always a blast about.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And I'm going to take a couple of this.
All right. So that said, we enjoyed like 30 minutes of all the discussions. And Leon is having I think the alcohol is kicking in.
No, I'm good.
It's good. You're still good.
I'm good.
All right. So, what's your last few words? What are you drinking right now?
All right. So, I'm having a it's a craft beer. It's Joe's Brew, Sierra Madre Wheat Ale. This is pretty good. It has a very strong acidic. Wait, do I still have? It's very strong acidic side taste. But a very nice body. You know, it's only 5% alcohol. That's not bad. As I said, it was wheat ale, so
yeah, water, malt, wheat, yeast, and hops.
So I'll tell you now, it's actually pretty strong on the acidic pangs, but after that, it's pretty good. You know, it has it's not too bitter, it's not too sweet.
Uh-huh.
It's just the acidic pangs are pretty strong.
I see. So yeah, it's available here on Pulpit, but if you don't prefer to drink beer or alcohol, they have a citrus iced tea, which is as delicious as the other drinks that are being offered here in Bonifacio Iced Tea. With that said, last few words from you, Leon, before we end the episode.
Let's see, last few words. I'm returning next week from my streaming break. Yes. What's the first day? Saturday, I am probably planning a Just Talking to return. And if things go well, Sunday, I will be reuniting with my group mates, the bet. And we're going to probably play some Left 4 Dead.
Nice.
Some changes might have to be made because I was actually planning something with some people. I'm not sure if you guys know Keith Winters.
Winters? That was a little different word. How do you know that?
Keith Winters is a good friend of mine. He's my soul bro. We've been together for quite a while in college, and we've kind of got each other's back. He knows when to call me out. I know when to call him out. You know,
wow.
We just got. It's like, you know, he's like my fifth brother, and we were supposed to plan like a simple podcast, a tabletop RPG podcast. But we're going to put that on hold because one of the guests is going to be pausing their stream for a while.
Wow.
And another guest would be Spectre Cromwell, another D&D DM. So most of the guests are probably going to be DMs for tabletop RPGs. So that's in the works because I've been dying to talk about tabletop RPGs. I'm seeing a lot of players all of a sudden talking about D&D. I see Nephthys, you know, a lot of group in P-Hub.
If the movie Dungeons and Dragons did appear in the Philippine cinemas.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
it yet. Why?
Time.
Time, yes.
Time.
Like
work,
always dead.
Sick, work, sick.
Man.
And as you can see in the council, half of the council is sucking thing.
Man, that's painful. So, yeah, about that, thank you very much. Where can we find you?
All right. You can catch me most of the times if I'm not streaming at Twitter. That's where I'll be yapping my mouth off. You can also catch me actually in my Discord. I normally post the links all over in my Twitter as well for the Discord. You can catch me on Twitch. That's where I stream. And my VOD dump on YouTube. So if you missed any episodes of The Leon's Den, you can catch it there. If there are episodes that you don't see, that's most likely because it was requested to be taken down by the guest or whatnot. But other than that, those are all my platforms. If you don't be afraid to DM me also on Twitter if you want to plan, if you want to have a collab or just want to speak, because I'm always open to opinions and ideas from others as well.
All right. At Leon's team at Twitter is address.
For Leon, from Twitter, it's Leon Bart Steele. Leon Bart Steele.
All right.
And then for Twitch, it's Leon Bartholomew Steele.
All right.
Sorry, it's a little bit confusing. I can't change the one for Twitter.
Yes, Twitter doesn't allow that much of a long username.
Yeah, it would have been easier if it was just
same. Same.
So you can also catch all of my commissions, my commission list on Gank.
What?
I do some basic art, and I also do some recordings, like script reading, I will update my Gank. I'll update my terms of service and prices over there.
All right. Thank you very much. That has been Leon Bartholomew Steele, and this has been the latest episode of the podcast. You can catch past episodes on Spotify. So search Keepsakes with Jay Agonoy on Spotify. And also, I have some show notes on jayagonoy.xyz coming soon after this episode, perhaps. And of course, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels. I'm now more on producing short videos. The least ones I did was for Honkai Star Rail and the World Cosplay Summit Philippines Nationals and other stuff that's in the back. Maybe the next Honkai Star Rail train would appear on TikTok and I'll just be there posting my face on it with March 7th. So, as always, to catch me on Twitter at JRGonoy. And I also write for the VTuber News Drop, which is VTuberNewsDrop.com and also VTuber News Drop on all social media except Instagram. We don't have one yet. So with that said, from Bonifacio Global City here in the Philippines, Patron in the Philippines, this has been Keepsakes, and we hope that everyone's safe and well, and we hope that you enjoyed this episode. Tagan salamat, maraming salamat, and see you and hear you next episode.
Bye for now.